Okay, so we're gonna start.
We'll start.
We have to start.
On time, what are we?
We have to start on time. We're not on time. We're 8:30. Yeah.
We got 9 o'clock Mars.
We have 9 o'clock Mars. Okay, can you guys hear me? Yeah, you're good? Okay. All right, so we actually got to the very bottom of Nun Chesem Beis, but we're just gonna recap really quickly. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah whether katuf, the sap of the resin of the balsam tree, has a din nun tesamet al at the top. But you look at nun tesamet beis, Rabbi Oberstein.
58b2.
Yeah, I'm gonna run through it because it's the beginning of the sugya. Okay.
I got you.
You got to get this point.
I'm listening. To
so so we had it in the Mishnah. It's machlokes the Tanakama who said that it has a din of shvius, and Reb Shimon says no shvius because no peri. It's not a fruit because it's just liquefied wood. Sap is liquefied wood. So remember, I'm reading again on Chesem Beis. Reb Dosh, Reb Yosef Shimon, Reb Yochanan Asya, Reb Shimon, Reb Yeshua. Reb Yochanan said that this Reb Shimon goes in the Shita of Reb Yeshua, the Sanhedrin Tanmon, because in Arla, we learned in the Mishnah, Om Reb Yeshua, Shemati Shamamid, Bisraf, Ha'olin, Bisraf Ikarin, Bisraf Mutter. We said Reb Eliezer held the Tanakama, and there was Reb Eliezer. It's a named Tanakama, and he held that if you're maimed with the sap of a tree, of an Arla tree, the sap makes the cheese aser because it's a dover of maimed and it makes it aser. Amar Reb Yeshua, Shemati Shemaimed B'Sraf Ilan, B'Sraf Yikarin. Mutter, no, because it doesn't have a din of Arla because it's just sap. It's not a fruit. B'Sraf Apagin aser. But if he is maimed with the sap of unripe figs, it's aser B'Pnei Shehu Pri because it is a pri.
Got a phone.
Do we have a botanist in the house? It is the blood of the tree. The same way the body has blood coursing through its veins and it makes everything live, without sap, the tree wouldn't live, and with sap it lives. It goes through the whole tree. So I don't know what the purpose is.
Where the tree rejuvenates.
Yeah. It goes, the sap goes in, yeah. But in any event, Rabbi Oberstein,
it's not the wood and it's not the fruit.
Yeah, it seems to be like purified wood. You know, I mean, you need a real molecular biologist to get into this. You know, you're asking me about the essence, and I think maybe Chaim could help out, but I don't know.
But insurance,
yeah, it's just a little bit different, yeah, because yeah, insurance also have saps, but but you hear Rabbi Oberstein, because a lot of this was repeated by Don and Zweigen, okay, meaning it's a slam dunk. Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah, it's not a fruit, and Reb Yeshua says in Arla, it's not a fruit. Must be the same shita. Turn the page, and Tessamet Aleph. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Reb Zeira, Lord Rabbi Pedas. Reb Zeira said to Rabbi Pedas, who had said it, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, K'mod Seima Taman, Allah Rabbi Yeshua, V'cho Amar Allah Rabbi Shimon. Okay, just stop for a second. We know that in Arla, if he's maimed with the sap of the tree, it's mutter. That's the halacha. So you're going to tell me that if the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, you're going to tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, who argues with the Chachamim? No. So then you're going to have a stira. So you can't say it's l'shitasai. You can't say it's the same shita. Because in one case you're going to paskin like it, in the other case you're not going to paskin like it. So what's up with that? And Rabbi Yaina takes it further and gives you the rationale why it's not the same. The damya he kol rove, is every tree, is every growth the same? Ketof batel agabi surafai. The whole purpose of the balsam tree, of the balsam tree, is the sap of the balsam tree. So that is, in essence, so to speak, I'm just using a manner, in a manner of speaking, that is the fruit of the balsam tree. That's what the balsam tree produces. It produces sap, just like you would say a maple tree produces maple syrup, right? Same thing. That's what the balsam tree is. But so it's very, very mistaber to say that in our Mishnah, it is a pre, because that in essence is the pre of, right? Elon in a bottle gabi srafai. In general terms, like for instance the fig tree that we were discussing in Arla, that's not going to be bottle. That's not the purpose of the fig tree, is the sap of the fig tree. It's the figs, right? So it is very mistaber to say, Reb David.
Is there sap in the fig tree?
It's sap in every tree. It's sap in every tree.
I don't understand why you're saying that's the produce is the sap. Every tree has that.
Yeah, but the purpose, like I said, maple. If I asked you, what does a maple produce other than wood, okay?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup, that's the fruit of the maple tree. So in the case of the ketuv tree, the fruit, so to speak, the main purpose of it is the sap, right? But not generally. So therefore, it's mistaber to say that even Rabbi Yeshua, who said that if you're minded with the sap of the fig tree, it's mutter because it's not, the sap isn't the fruit, would agree here to the Tanakhama, that doesn't produce other fruit other than the sap, that it may very well be have a din of beer at a din of shvius. Okay. Number one point. Number two point. He goes on to say, even if you would say that there's no differentiation between one kind of tree and another kind of tree, they're all the same. Sap is sap. Trees are trees. But oichle behema kedusha shvius chalalayan. As you pointed out last time when we were talking, Shvius is a much broader definition of what's chal than let's say Arla. Arla is only things that are edible, fruit. But Kedusha Shvius is chal on Eichle Behema, right? Ve'en Kedusha's Arla chala aleihen, but Kedusha's Arla is not chal on something that's for Eichle Behema. So it's a much broader thing. Again, even Rabbi Yeshua, who would say that for the purposes of Maimed, right, that the sap is not considered any kind of, not considered usher, right, for Arla purposes, may very, very well consider it chal with the kedushas of Shvius, because kedusha Shvius is more broad. So there's two reasons to differentiate between the case that Rabbi Yeshua used and our case. And Amar Rabbi Yovan, and Rabbi Yovan adds, and I'll prove to you, I'm not going to give you the rationale, Rabbi Yovan says. Rabbi Yoina just laid out the rationale. But I'll prove to you that there have to be two different shitas. Islach HaChayri, you have another point, a proof. And I'm turning the page here. Rabbi Yeshua Amre Shmua. Remember, the Lashon of Rabbi Yeshua in our law was Shamati, I heard, right? So it wasn't his own. He heard it from someone else. Rabbi Shimon Meshem Gamrei Amra. Rabbi Shimon didn't say, I heard from somebody or I heard from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon just said it. So it can't be the same Shita, because if it would have been the same Shita, Rabbi Shimon would have used the same Lashon and said, I heard, just like Rabbi Yeshua heard, okay? So, therefore, he rejects it. Reb Ze'era rejects what Reb Yochanan said, and he does not think that the Shita of Reb Yeshua and Arla and the Shita of Reb Shimon and our Mishnah line up. Two different things. Okay? Weiter. Let's go back to the Mishnah in Arla. We're not finished with that Mishnah. Okay? Remember, the Lashon of Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to check back again. It's always good to look inside and see the Lashon. Lashon was, Shamati sha'amabit b'srafa ilan v'safa yikara mutter. If you're miming with the sap of the tree itself, it is mutter, because that's not a pre. B'sraf hapagin, with the sap of the unripe figs, mutter, I mean usser. That's usser because that is a pri, right? Mipdeshu pri. That was the lashon. So ma, what was Rabbi Yeshua getting at? What's the reasoning here? Sraf peire, is Reb Yeshua's point that the sap of the unripe fig is a peire, just like the fagin are peirim, just like the fagin are peiros and usher shum arlo, so their sap are also peiros, right? Or fagin peire was the point of Reb Yeshua. Is the point of Rabbi Yeshua, and what we're worried about are the fagin. They are peiros. They are also mishum arla. Because sraf is a product of those, the sraf peire, not the sap of the tree, but the sap of those fruits are a product, a byproduct of them. Mela, they're also also. What is the point of Rabbi Yeshua? And then we're going to see a nafkamina in a second. In Tamar, Sraf Peire, if you're going to say that Sraf, the sap of the fig, is a fruit, just like the fig is a fruit, Asa came b'shuma Asar.
So where is the sap? Is it in the tree? Or
it's the juice. It's just another way of saying.
It's in the fig.
Exactly. It's in the fig. In the fig. It's in the fig. Okay? Why would you say it's a fruit by itself?
Yeah,
because the tree produces a fruit that has two components. It has the meaty part and it has the sap part. They're both considered fruits.
But then you would say the same thing not only by unripe fig, you would say by
itself. No, you wouldn't. Don't you do that. Don't you go there. Because that's from wood. Wood is a liquefied product of wood. Wood is not edible.
You're saying about all the fruits, oranges, apples.
Fruits.
Oh, who says not?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see anything here that made me think. Maybe one of you guys online want to chime in. I didn't see anything here that made me think that this is, but only applies to figs. I mean, I assume that this halacha applies to everything. Anything that's arla, Rabbi Yeshua says, machlekes Rabbi Yeshua Eliezer. Anything that's arla, right? If you're maimed with the sraf of arla, is it us or is it mutter? Okay, says it's a machlekes about the tree, and in regard to the fruit, as in pagan. Rabbi Yeshua says it is usher. He agrees with Rabbi Eliezer.
Okay,
but I don't think it's not lafuke dates or lafuke oranges or anything else.
What's the sad to say that it isn't? That it's not a reward. It's not a problem. Why would you think it isn't?
You wouldn't. He's just, if you're discussing sraf, he wants to differentiate between the sraf of the wood and the sraf of the thing. And also, we're about to get into a second chiddush. And that's what the Gemara is about to discuss. Okay, so what's the reason? Is this sraf considered a peire, like the fagin are a peire? Or is the sraf a byproduct of something that's a peire? But the etzem, the sraf is still not a peire. Okay, that's what the Gemara's clear is. Because if in Tamar, Sraf Peire, if you say it by itself is a Peire, just like the Fagin, Asakem Bechuma Aser, then if you're Maimid, not with Arla, but you have the same case, you took Truma, you took figs, there was a fig tree, you took Truma off of it, and you took those figs, and they had sap, and you were Maimid with the sap of those figs, it should Aser to a Zar. Mutter to a kain, but usher to a czar. Why? Because it's peiros. Because it's peiros, right? Just like truma is peiros. In Tamar, fagin peire, but if you're going to tell me, no, it's the fagin are peire, but the sraf is a byproduct, betrumum, also came betruma mutter. In that case, if you're maimed with the sraf of truma, of fagin of truma, it will be mutter. Lama? What's the difference? It should be the same thing, right? As you look at the footnote 11, right? If it's classified as a fruit, So why would you make a difference between Truma and Arla? Okay? And the Gemara answers, because Shahanoyas Truma Mutera, so Hanoyas Arla Asura. Because Truma is Mutter Bana. Arla is Asur Bana. So
then you can never compare.
So therefore, what?
You can never compare Truma and Arla.
I mean, you can compare it, but you have to know the differences. So therefore, what's Asur Bana, even if you tell me it's the Faganar Peri and the Sruf is only a byproduct, the byproduct of Isra'na would be Asur Bana, but the byproduct of Truma would not be. Okay? That's the Sfara. The Rosh doesn't want to get so nuanced. The Rosh says what we're talking about here is once you talk about a case of byproducts and you're not being having anah from the thing itself, you're on a rabbinic level, rabbanon level, and the rabbanon would only aser something that's iser anah like arla, but wouldn't aser something that's iser anah, wouldn't mutter anah like truma. You know, see, he doesn't want to get so like lumdish, you know. Anyway, in any event, it would be a difference. Okay? And the sruf would be sruf of the fagin, you were talking about? The sruf of the fagin, truma or arla? Asr, for sure. Truma, the Gemara blies by, leaves it alone. And of course, if depending on how you Taich, if you're touching like the Rosh, or you're touching like everybody else, Rasarilio, and so on. If you're talking about a Duraisa Shaila and it's left unresolved, it is Asr. If you're talking about a Drabana Shaila and it's left unresolved, it is Mutter. So it makes a big difference. Okay? Now we're going to go back. If you recall, a couple of nights ago, I said spoiler alert, and I told you about this Gemara that we're about to learn. So don't get bored too fast.
If you squeeze truma oranges, you can drink the juice.
You squeeze truma oranges?
Yeah. Hazar can drink the juice.
I don't think this is the same as the end of the juice. You know, when you're mimed, it's not that. It's all you're doing is mimed. It's a different getter, mimed. It's not.
So then what's coming out of the pagi?
Acid. Acid.
What comes out of oranges?
Zeah.
That's Zeah. The Gemara calls it Zeah. Thank you. Gemara always calls that Zeah. That's the.
So that's different.
Definitely, it's something that's edible. It's something that's edible.
Well, you wouldn't eat the.
I don't think you would eat. Not necessarily. I mean, it's edible. Sorry, but it's not something that's a regular davar eichel. You know, it's something you're mimed with. Like, you know,
you
like,
use it as a,
yeah, it's something that's acidic.
All the fruits like grapefruits and lemons and all that, that's all Zeah.
Yeah, all that's Zeah. And maybe a lot of those have mimed abilities. I don't know you know. You're asking me a lot of questions I don't know the answer to really well. Does anybody online have the answer? Okay. Nobody wants to say anything?
They're all mute.
Okay. This is a geschmack, a little sugi here to end off the parak. You're gonna love it.
Love it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're gonna get to some points. All right. So remember, back to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was on 57A2, I think. Yeah, it was 57A2. Okay. So we said if you take a new, we're talking about beer, right? And whether something is subject to beer, okay? And we said, Vered Chodesh Shikavasha B'Shemen Yashin, if you took the new rose petal and you soaked it in old oil, you're locking this a Vered, take the Vered out and you're fine. The oil is not subject to beer. However, V'Yashin B'Chodesh, if you took an old rose petal and you put it into new oil, Chayav B'Beer. Right? So the Gemara asks what we asked before. Hochat Omer Yilakadas HaVered. Here you say, take out the Vered and there's no problem. You don't have to worry about the Tam and one making the other. Chayav b'bir, v'cha, and in the case of the old petal in the new oil, atomer chayav b'bir. You say it's chayav b'bir. So what does tam matter or does tam not matter? Okay? The Rosh points out, the Gemara could have easily said, I mean, obvious teretz, that we're only concerned with the rose soaking up oil, not with the oil soaking up the rose. Why don't you say that? And the very fact that the Gemara doesn't give that simple teretz means not a good teretz. It means we should be concerned with it. And there's other rayas. Okay? So that's not the answer. Not so fast, Pimasavi. Okay? Were we going to say that? No, that's not an obvious answer. Okay? 59b2. So what's the answer? What's the difference in those two cases? Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, train tanoi ninon. Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, there are two different tanis going on over here. And this is going to be a familiar Mishnah that we're quoting because we quoted it yesterday, the Mishnah in the ninth parak. On, what was it, Yitz? 74?
Yeah,
74B. Was it 74B? Yeah. Whatever. The Mishnah in the ninth parak had a three-way machlaikis if you pickle three different vegetables together. And they all have different times for beer. Right? The first Tana, who was who? The first Tana was Reb Eliezer, said you have to be chayshish, that everything gets tam from the other, and you have to go for the earliest. The second Tana said, and we're not going to deal with it. The second Tana is Reb Yeshua, and he said the minutest amount of late beer is going to make you be allowed to wait to the latest, okay? And Rabbi Gamliel said, no.
Each one
stands for its own. So basically, the difference between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua on the one hand and Rabbi Gamliel on the other hand is a very yisaitistic shas machlekes, whether you say tam ki ikker or tam is not ki ikker. If you say tam ki ikker, that the tam is as if the thing itself is there, so you have to worry about beer because it's like the thing is there, so you're not allowed to eat the thing after zmana beer. That's tam ki ikker.
That would be true of all zeya things like that.
Yeah, it's true all over shas, right. Tam ki ikker. If you hold tam is not ki ikker, like Rabbi Gamliel, you don't worry about anything. Whatever tam there was, doesn't matter. The ikker dissipated. By the time the Zman HaBir came, the ikker dissipated. You don't worry about it. That's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. So going back to our stira in our Mishnah, when you put the Vered Chodesh, right, which is Shvius, into the Shemin Yashin, which is not Shvius, one does not, and the time for beer comes, you don't worry about it because tam is not ki'ikr. That's Rabbi Gamliel. If you put, the next part of the Mishnah said, if you put the vered yashan, which is from shishas, from the sixth year, into new oil, right, into shvias oil, then you do worry about it because you are worried about tam. That is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? So it's a machlekes tanoim. So you just have to point out, and it's very important to point out, because we're going to get to it a little bit later, that remember there's a second set of cases in our Mishnah. After it discussed rose and oil, it discussed charuvin be yayin. And it said no matter what happened, whether you have an old charuv, an old carob in new wine, or a new carob in old wine, always chayshish for beer. So what you have to say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is the very first case that's introduced is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. All the cases afterwards the second case of Vered and Yayin, and the both cases of Charuvim and Yayin, right? Did I say Vered and Yayin?
Yeah.
Vered and Shemen, right? Second case of Vered and Shemen, and both cases of Charuvim and Yayin are not Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, except for the very first case in the Mishnah, we hold Tam is Ke'ikar. That's what you have to say according to Rabbi Yochanan. All right? Rabbi Zeira disagrees. And it's a wonderful footnote here. And he doesn't really quote anybody. He's saying himself, the editor of the Art Scroll. And he's saying, Rabbi Yochanan, you see in Bavli, so God, I want you guys to look out because you all learn Bavli and Yerushalmi at the same time. You see in Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan, when you have to fix a Mishnah, so to speak, there's a stira, he would rather say Trei Tanai, and Rabbi Zeira would always rather say one Tana but two different cases. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like to have two different cases in the same Mishnah. He'd rather have two Tanaim. Rabbi Zeira would rather have one Tana and two different cases. So Om Rabbi Zeira, Yochol, Anapasar lehohein varde b'shrei pisri. I'll give you two different cases to make the rows make sense. What was the first case? Vered chadash shegavash shemen yashan, a new vered, an old shemen meant vered shel shviyas shekavasoy b'shemen shel shishas. The vered was shmita, the shemen was sixth year. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that we said no problem. V'yashan b'chadash, what was that case where it was a vered yashan in oil of chadash? Not like you, like we were learning vered shel shishis be shemen shel shvias. No. Vered shvias shekavasa b'shemen shel shminas. In other words, both cases you're dealing with shemen that is not shmita case. In the one case, in the first case, the shemen was sixth year shemen. In the second case, the shemen was eighth year shemen. Okay. So, what are we doing with time? So what's the pshat with this? Okay, very quickly. And we spoke this out. The Rambam says, what's the difference? Who cares? The difference is a new rose does not impart flavor, and old oil doesn't take flavor as easily. Okay? So Vered shel shviyas shekavasa b'shemen shel shishis is a new rose, and it was soaked in old oil. So nothing took. The flavor didn't take. Okay? The next case, which was a relatively new rose, okay, and it was soaked old rose that was soaked in new oil, so that was gonna take. The shvias. The rose is old and the oil is fresh, and that will absorb. Okay, and that's the Rambam shita. The Rosh is a different shita. It has to do when it happened, before beer or after beer. Okay, but in the case of carobs, even according to the Rambam, it's never going to make a difference because carobs and wine don't have the same properties as rose and shemen. Different thing. It's always going to have tam. Okay.
So now you do
same towel and mutter
if you didn't
just
do it.
Just pay for the generator. That would be it.
Yeah. You're chavra.
Okay.